The final point of interest, number 9 High Street, is reached by walking a further 200 metres from 67 and 69 High Street towards the marketplace. Number 9 High Street is listed as an 18th century building and has probably spent most of its life as a successful grocery store. The 1891 census records Thomas T. Coles, a grocer and wine merchant, living at number 9 with his wife and family. As both Thomas's father, Benjamin Coles, and grandfather, Daniel Coles, were only grocers, it is conceivable that number 9 had been in the family for some years. The 1910 Revenue Survey indicates that although Thomas T. Coles still owned the property, he had moved into Springfield House, a rather large property in Yardley Road. This building is now known as Broomfield and is a residential home. Lewis Thompson ran the business at this time, in 1910, as a provision merchant. The 1910 survey also shows that Lewis Thompson owned some 22 houses and cottages in the town. This was the same previously mentioned Mr. Thompson who had the new hall built for concerts, meetings and dancing, later to become Olney Cinema. Mr. Thompson retired to Ivy Cottage, a large house in Midland Road. The shop was later managed by National Grocers International Stores for some years, until the rapid growth of supermarkets in the 1960s. This store, together with the Co-op store across the road, number 16 and 18 High Street, were arguably the two most successful grocers in the town during the 1940s and 50s. In the 1980s, the shop was leased to building societies, including the Woolwich Bank, for some 25 years or so, whilst the remainder of the building was given over to offices and healthcare facilities. The frontage of the building has remained essentially unchanged since Thomas T. Coles owned it more than a century ago. As a final comment on this trail, continue walking towards the marketplace for a few metres, so that the entrance to Spring Lane is clearly visible, as in the 1910 photograph. Spring Lane was extremely narrow before No. 3 High Street, its doorway just visible on the right of the 1910 photo, was demolished when Spring Lane was widened in the 1950s. It was just about wide enough to accommodate the passage of one horse and cart. You will, of course, observe that Spring Lane is not exactly wide now, and you will remember that, as its name implies, this lane also had a significant stream flowing down it before the stream entered the High Street. So how did this road junction develop over the centuries to arrive at the status shown in the 1910 image? Now that's a thought to ponder on. We are back where we started, at the Cherry Tree Restaurant, and at the end of this trail.